Welcome to the Holistic Me podcast, a journey to finding wellness within. I'm your host, Jessica Bravo, and I'm so honored to be here with you to share my journey and experiences, as well as my knowledge on all things holistic wellness and self-care. I'm a licensed acupuncturist, Reiki master teacher, intuitive holistic healer, and the creator of the new Wellness Within Dex. Join me as we dive deeper and uncover our true healing potential that lies within each and every one of us. Hey everyone, welcome to Wellness Wednesday. We're back a whole nother week later, and if you're new, welcome. So happy to have you part of this community and to be here with me, whether you're watching live or watching the replay. I truly appreciate you. My name is Jessica Bravo. I'm a licensed acupuncturist, Reiki master teacher, and intuitive holistic healer, and we're doing some acupressure today for overthinking. I was like, okay, we're gonna do some acupressure. What should we do it on? And overthinking was the first thing that came to mind. Which is interesting because last week's live for Intuitive Message Friday was about like stopping the worry, right? The worry of what other people are thinking about us. So this, I think, ties in beautifully because we spend so much time up in our head overthinking, over worrying, and so this will apply and be very helpful. So today we're actually going to do 4 acupressure points. I have 3 that are from my cards, so they'll be easy for you to see the images. The last one, I'll adjust my camera just so you can see what I'm doing because it's on my feet. And that'll be it for today. So follow along with me here live or on the replay. Let me know what you think. So we're going to start at the top of the head. We do this point a lot, GV20. So it's right at the top center of the head. If we look at the ear, fold it forward, we can follow this apex point up to the center. Just find your center line. And you can either press with your fingertip like so, or you can use your knuckle here on your thumb and just allow the weight of your arm press down on that point. So this is one way to do this, applying acupressure in this way. The other way is to tap the top of the head. So I'm using my 4 fingertips and just tapping on that center line. So it stimulates, and you can do both hands too if you like. This stimulates more than just that one point, but it's still very effective. So it's up to you if you prefer the tapping or if you prefer to apply pressure to that one point. Now I will warn you that it's possible that it may be tender, and that's perfectly normal. Just don't press down too hard. It's just the weight of my arm that's really applying the pressure. All right, so we'll do this for just a few moments longer here. Let me know in the comments if you are prone to overthinking. Let me know. I know I certainly can on some days. Most days I can do pretty well getting my mind to refocus and quiet down if I need it to. And some days it's just nonstop. But thankfully I have the tools, once I recognize it, to do something about it. So that's hopefully what this will help you do in the future as well. All right, so we'll release that. And now we're going to go to my other favorite point that we do quite often here as well, is yin tang. And that's located right here in the center between the eyebrows, right above where the bridge of the nose forms. Okay, so same thing. You can use the tip of your finger to press, or you can use that same knuckle or a different knuckle and just allow. Right now I'm resting my elbow on my knee. You could be sitting at a table and resting your elbow on the table and allow the weight of your head to rest on the knuckle. Okay, if this is too intense or it feels like too much pressure, then maybe tapping is a better alternative for you. Either one of these work. Okay, so there's no absolutely wrong way to do this. The only thing I recommend is to not like push with force into your head. There's no need to do that. Just allow the weight of your head to create the pressure. If it's too much, you can back up a little bit and just rest the knuckle on that point, or simply tap. All right, this is good for so many things. Even if you're from overthinking to anxiety and stress, just the same as that first point we did at the top of the head. It's also great for anyone who has trouble sleeping. Okay, so really helpful. And allergies as well, sinus pain or pressure, super wonderful point. So, and we're breathing through all of this. Beautiful. All right, on to the next. Now, if any of these, if you're doing this as a replay, if any of these you feel like you could use a little bit more time on, or it feels really good to just keep tapping or pressing that point, feel free to do so. Pause the video and continue to do that. Our next point that we're going to do for overthinking is heart 4. And this is located on the inside of the forearm, just below the wrist. So it is 2 fingers width down from the pinky side of the wrist here. So if you're from the wrist crease, place 2 fingers below that is where we're going. And you'll feel there's a tendon right here that runs from this pinky side of the wrist. You wanna be inside that spot. All right, so we're pressing on that point. This is great for overthinking, but also calming the spirit, calming the mind. Hey Nina, welcome. It's also really good for relieving sadness and fear. So really wonderful point for the heart in general. Heart channel, so great. So we're pressing here, and because this is on both sides, right, you can either choose to do it just on one side, and maybe if you do this, maybe go back to it a couple times a day if you tend to overthink a lot. This is something that you can just easily press on this point, and you can alternate this point from right to left throughout the day, or you can do both back to back. It's really up to you. I think following your own body's intuitive guidance is always the best way to go with this. So we are pressing here with moderate pressure. All right, so possibly some tenderness, shouldn't be too tender or painful to press this point. And we're going for about a minute. All right, and we're breathing. And releasing, good. And now to the other side, I'm gonna adjust my watch here because it's in the way. And for me, it's gonna be right below where my watch is now. So I'm going on the left side. We'll do both sides while we're here today. And let's see, what else is this point good for? It benefits the voice. So if you're having trouble speaking from the heart, this is another excellent point to use. It's good for relaxing the muscles and tendons and ligaments in the forearm. So if you're spending a lot of time at the computer, which I know most of us probably are, right, with a lot of virtual meetings and just working from home in general, you may have some carpal tunnel developing or just, you know, tension in the forearm in general. This is going to be an excellent point to include. And it's also really good for restlessness and insomnia, just like our first 2 points that we did. So we will take another deep breath here. And release. All right, we've got one last one. I'm gonna adjust the camera so you can see what I'm doing, and then I'm gonna readjust it back up so you can see me. So I'm going to be working on the feet. Okay, and we're working on the top of the big toe. So hopefully you can see this. I see the comments, so harder for me to see. But we're gonna take our thumb and place it on the outer bottom corner of the nail. All right, so we're on the skin of the toe, but we're on that outer corner. And then I'm wrapping my 2 fingers, my index and middle finger, around the big toe. Okay, so we've got this kind of hug that we're creating on our big toe and pressing onto those corners of the nails, just below the nail. So what is this doing? So we're pressing that point that's on the corner below the nails. We are pressing on spleen 1, acupressure point, and then we're also wrapping around the toe, and the toe is representative of the head if we're looking at foot reflexology. And spleen one in general is really good at treating overthinking. Right? It's our go-to point when somebody says that they're an overthinker. Among some of these other points, spleen one is up there for one of the top points to help with overthinking, among other things as well. And because that the big toe is representative of the head, giving it this kind of that hug that we're doing with the index and middle finger, it provides some pressure around the whole toe to stimulate those head points as well. All right, so really helpful, beneficial to work this area. If you feel like it would be more beneficial for you, you can also just massage the big toe rather than doing this pressing, hugging technique. But you can try it for yourself and let me know which method you prefer. All right, so we'll do this for just a few more seconds here. Awesome. All right, we'll release that. Shake out the hands if you need to. And let me know in the comments how you feel after doing this short routine with me. How your mind's doing? Is your mind still racing, or do you feel a little bit more clear and level-headed? Would love to know how this helps. And let me know as well what topic you want to see for next week's Wellness Wednesday. Love to hear from you all, since I do this for you so that I can help you on your wellness journey. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll catch you guys on Friday for Intuitive Message Friday and next week for more episodes. Love you all. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you for tuning in to the Holistic Me podcast. If you want to connect with me, learn more about my products or services, check out the show notes for all the links to my social media, as well as shop sites and class links. If you're more of a visual person, I also record this as a YouTube video, and you can connect and subscribe to my YouTube channel through the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time, stay well.